Hey, Keiko, you lived in the States for 5 years, right? When you were there, what did you miss about Japan? Like, what foods or TV shows or stuff like that?
I did miss the food a lot. Very healthy food, not oily, just a simple grilled fish, miso soup, simple rice, natto. I missed that a lot.
Now, did you cook Japanese food in the States?
I lived with my parents and my mom tried to cook as much, but obviously, it's hard to get those Japanese food ingredients in the States. It was pretty difficult at that time, and it was also quite expensive when you could get it.
Right.
So we didn't have so often. It's not like we had it every day. So I missed it.
Now, what did you think of the Japanese restaurants in America? Were they up to par, or you can be honest.
Yeah, it was kind of strange at that time because they came in a very un-Japanese looking dish,
Right.
and then the taste was just it's very quite similar to authentic, but it's not quite authentic.
Right.
It was very close, but still it wasn't the authentic Japanese.
Now, was there anything else you missed? Like, were there television shows or music, radio stations, things like that?
Actually, I didn't think about these things when I moved because I was kind of forced to be adapted to American culture. So I didn't have almost like I didn't have time to really think back and oh, I missed this, I missed that. But I wanted to catch up with my friends in American school, so I try to, watch TV shows in the States and I try to, talk to my American friends about that. So no, not in terms of TVs or radio.
Okay. Now, actually, what grades were you in school? Like, what level?
I moved to States when I was 13, so end of my junior high school first grade in Japan. So I moved into the almost the beginning of 7th grade in the States.
And then you graduated high school.
And then I graduated high school.
Whoa.
Yeah, so almost 6 years. Yeah.
Man, that must have been something.
Yeah.
Now, the American high schools are known to be a lot easier than Japanese high schools. Did you feel like it was a lot easier?
Actually, it's a good question because I get that asked all the time, but I don't think it's true because I think what's hard in Japan is I think the school in Japan is not so hard, but you have to study for the entrance exam for
Ah,
university. That's more
right.
difficult. But in the States, I found it difficult. I mean, actually, the school was quite difficult because we have every day we have a homework from all the subjects. We have every chapter test every week from all the subjects and every homework and every little test you do in the States, it counts when you want to get into university. So every day you have to work hard. I think whereas in Japan, you don't even have to go to school. I mean, you can just go to the certain amount of days to schools and you can still graduate, but then you just have to do really well on the entrance exam for university. So I think that's a big difference.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Keiko.